James Harris is Alaska's 2017 Teacher of the Year, and he doesn't live or teach here anymore.
I'm teaching in just outside of Seattle, Washington, and I've been down here for a few years.
He says there's more than one reason he moved.
The number one reason was the retirement. Unfortunately, the retirement system in Alaska, it was set up in a way that there was just absolutely no way for me to retire with any kind of dignity.
Harris began teaching in Alaska in 2006, the first year after the state's legislature cut teacher pensions, known as defined benefits. Experts say Alaska is the only state that doesn't offer teachers a pension or Social Security benefits. Teacher turnover has hovered above 20% for the last decade. That puts Harris among the 1 in 5 teachers that leaves each year. He said he hoped state leaders would provide funding for education and educators, but eventually decided he couldn't wait any longer and moved south with his family.
The loss of the defined benefits plan is the single biggest reason I see that we lose teachers.
Corrine Marks has been teaching in Alaska for 25 years. She teaches high school English in Juneau and trains teachers-to-be at the University of Alaska Southeast. She has about 30 people in the program right now. Teachers from Alaska are more likely to stay here, but she still sees turnover.
I've had more teachers come and go just here in Juneau, which is an easy place to stay comparatively, right? Because they have nothing holding them here.
Marks plans to retire here so she can collect her pension, those defined benefits teachers don't get anymore. It's guaranteed income after she retires. New teachers do get retirement benefits in Alaska. They just aren't pensions. They usually come in the form of contributions to a retirement account. But after teaching for 5 years, Alaska teachers can take their retirement accounts with them if they leave. Union leaders say that leads to teacher tourism, where out-of-state teachers have a 5-year Alaska adventure and then take their experience home for the rest of their career, after Alaska has invested in training them.
I've been working on the pensions issue since the state legislature first ruined it in 2005.
State Senator Jesse Kiel says dropping the pension was a mistake that's losing the state money and talent. One study estimates Alaska spends $20 million on teacher turnover each year. He's supportive of the state's effort and says legislature bears some of the blame for turnover. It's up to them to fund education, but they haven't increased funding for more than 5 years. That puts stress on the whole system. Kiel introduced a bill this year that brings back the opportunity for teachers to earn a pension. Not a big one, he said, but it's an incentive to keep families in Alaska.
By doing away with the pension, we have created a system where the rational economic choice for a teacher with 5 years' experience is to leave. Is that really the system we want?
So far, it's the system Alaska's been choosing. But this year, the Education Department is investing in someone to lead the state towards a solution to the broader problem of attracting and keeping teachers.
This is not a problem that we can solve by ourselves.
Commissioner Michael Johnson heads the Department of Education and Early Development.
The department can't solve it. Not one entity can solve it. Not one district, not the legislature, not the governor. All of us have to work together.
He agrees pensions and pay are among the biggest issues, but says there's more than one challenge to attracting and retaining teachers in Alaska. Research bears this out. A working group identified 6 aspects the state should address, things like working conditions and developing leadership.
I think bottom line for me is that we take this report, we take this work from the task force, and then we do something.
Applications for the job closed last week. The state refused to say how many applicants submitted a proposal. The state plans to issue a contract by November 1st. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.